Terry, of course, you had the regular meeting last night. Not too big of an agenda or not too busy of an agenda, but you still had some things that needed to be discussed. If we can, we'll start off with the first bit of new business you had last night. It was the new gutter and downspout bids for the City Hall itself. Did we already have someone be accepted?
Yes, we did. Actually, we only had one bid come in, and that was a Cranmer's Seamless Guttering out of Chillicothe, Missouri. And we went with his bid for 5-inch guttering and downspouts for a total price of $1,350.
So we got that done now, and that's work that needed to be done because you had flooding in the basement for the police department.
That's right. The guttering is getting in pretty bad shape.
Okay, and of course you guys had somewhat of an overview over available health coverage plans for the city for 2015. Did that come about? Did you have anything leaning in a certain direction, or are you still going to look at some more plans?
Well, actually, we did make a decision. We actually had three agents that came in. Of course, our current agent, Richie Forsythe. We also had Jim Oglesby from Norburn that brought in some bids, and then we also had Kaylee Baker out of Chillicothe that brought in some. After reviewing and everything, the council decided that they'd go ahead and renew with Blue Cross and Blue Shield. That would be a 9.9% increase over last year. So it wasn't dramatic, so they just decided to stay with what we have.
Of course. All right. And then we can move along. You had some official reports. Anything of note out of the report from Fire Chief Lonnie Sensenick?
Actually, no, just kind of giving an update of how many calls and different things, and they are going to they've got applications out there, of course, for a new fire person since he moved up to chief, and I think Wednesday at 6 o'clock they will be looking over those applications and trying to make a decision on hiring someone new for that position.
Okay, and then we had, of course, the mayor's report last night. Did he discuss the problem with 9th Street in front of the middle school?
Yes, they did, and I think the council was all in agreement that that would be something that could be done, adding that turn lane in there. I think they've already decided that the street is wide enough, and I think Chief Turner is going to talk with Dr. Odinger and just get more detail and information on how he actually wants it set up, but I think that is a go.
Okay, and how did the discussion of flow meters for LB's car wash up on Harvest Hills go?
Well, I think they're going to look into that a little bit more and just see what the particulars are. And, you know, of course you can't do for one that you don't do for the other. You know, fair has to be fair. And so I really don't know if they've come to a decision. They're just going to look into that more.
Okay, and then one other item, part of the mayor's report, Michael Smith. I take it he was formally appointed to the fire board?
Actually, he was, and Brian actually... Fire Chief Sensenick brought that up, and Michael Smith was appointed to the fire board.
All right. Was there a closed session last night?
We did not have a closed session.
All right, then. So that wraps it up for this session. Another 2 weeks, and we'll have another meeting.
Yes.
Is there anything else you can share with us, Terry?
I think that's it.